Yo, 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 what's happening? Happy Halloween, y'all. Welcome to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, breaking down the latest in rap and R&B. You got yours truly on the mic, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, as I'm so commonly known on the streets as. I got my man next to me, OVO Jody, chairman of the Drizzy Defense Squad. We don't take no OVO slander around here.
None at all.
Snap your neck. And then we got a special guest over here who's Son Goku, but really, he's our normal co-host, Ether Ernie in the late nights.
Super Saiyan 2 form, I see it.
There you go.
Where was that when Cell was about to kill the Earth, bro? We needed Super Saiyan 2.
He was trying to get his
Goku's
boy to step
to let
up.
Everybody get it in real quick before he has to go in.
What a terrible father.
Anyways, you have to let him
next
practice,
to
bro.
Hangman Herman.
What's cracking?
He normally leaves us hanging, but he rolled up today to lay it down.
Damn. Like 2 weeks in a row?
Dang.
Oh,
new record, right?
Has hell froze over?
Probably.
Are pigs flying?
Is Goku here?
Oh, shit. It all makes sense.
Right?
My God. Thank God we got you all here today. We got some dope topics lined up, gentlemen. From, I think, some of your favorite MCs are actually listed today.
Oh, there's a lot of them. You know, a lot of features, so.
Oh, yes. Let's open up with our man who we were breaking down last week, who's been leading up some singles up to his album. Ty Dolla $ign. He has just released featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Tongue-in-cheek nod to how he commonly features on a lot of people's tracks, and he's known as that guy.
Yep.
He's trying to get those
favors back in. He's like, remember that feature I did for you?
Calling all the favors.
He's like, yo, I need that.
Literally, everyone in the game owes him a track.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
At least a single, you know?
I'm surprised Wiz Khalifa not on here.
Didn't he mention Taylor Gang somewhere in there too? I thought he was going to be on that track.
Taylor Gang though.
Taylor?
Yeah.
What were your guys' first impressions of the project? I know it was a long one. A hefty, I forget how many tracks, like 25 or something.
25
like that.
And it lasted about an hour.
Second below an hour.
Oh, for real?
Joey Badass is fuming right now. He's like, God damn it. It needs to be half as long.
Well, he also included all his singles in there too. So that's what made it a little bit longer too.
Yeah. True that, man.
Yeah, I'm sure if you wouldn't have made that many tracks on there, people would be pissed. Like, all right, I already heard this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Also, so like you said, what I thought on it was more like it was a compilation. I feel like he already had these in his back pocket. Mm-hmm. Feel me? They sound like he said that he wanted the album to sound different frequencies, you know? And it definitely does because it doesn't sound like it's going for just one wave. It takes you on a weird ride, kind of like. It's not linear. Like, it doesn't tell like a story or anything. It's just like Beach House and all those. Like, or I was just turned up music.
Yeah,
and
man.
Stuff.
It's like all these different features. You hear all these different spectrums of the game presented on this album. Everywhere from the trap dudes, whether it's Young Thug or Future, all the way to dudes who are more up there as elite lyricists, like Big Sean.
Yeah.
On here, so it's a great project. Another quote he said on this album. I mean, not on the album, but he spoke about the album. He said, I decided to name my third studio album featuring Ty Dolla $ign because there is truly something for everybody on this album. It features some of my most talented friends on some of the best music I've made in my career. Notice how he said friends. So, yeah, he's calling in those favors.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely.
I thought with track six, so with Anderson .Paak, Thundercat, and Yeah, that one was sick.
That was a pretty dope one. Thundercat's rumbling
always,
on the bass,
man.
Baby.
He's
oh, man.
Brings in that. He was mad, actually, because at first they didn't put him like in the names like on Twitter. I follow him. Mm. He's like, these motherfuckers aren't giving me my credit. Like, they got to put Thundercat instead of putting Am More. Like, why don't they ever mention me?
Dude, those bass lines are entire verses in themselves, you know, if you ask me. It was great having Thundercat on there. I'm sold. Thundercat's got the freaking.
And they haven't even changed it, right? I don't think he's still on the. On there already?
He's on there now, yeah. Hey, I saw
on
I checked
his
him right
song,
now.
He's on there.
Yeah.
But at first they didn't put it because he was just the bassist or whatever. But also on that one, Anderson sounded a little bit like Wheezy to me. I thought it was Wheezy, like Lil Wayne for a little bit. I was like, what the fuck? Like his voice sounded a little bit like Wayne to me. I had to go back and look like is Lil Wayne in this album? Like, nah.
Shit, I wouldn't be surprised. Wayne is so influential.
Yeah.
He influences rappers without those rappers even knowing it. I can tell that from hearing about a lot of modern day youngins who are big in the game right now. saying like, oh, you know, no, this is my style. And, you know, I'm rapping what I like and stuff. Yeah. Not realizing that really Lil Wayne was the like a synthesis for all these rappers in the game for what it is now.
The pioneer, bro.
Young Thug said Lil Wayne's his idol. And you can hear it in a lot of tracks.
That's true. Freaking Young Thug actually did pretty good on this album. I normally hate on Young Thug, but he held it down with Future.
We're turning you around. No, yeah, we are.
It's going to happen.
I can't be a hater all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Oh, no way, Jose.
Definitely.
Every time you step in my car, it's just going to be Young Thug from now on.
Oh, God. It's
subliminal, bro.
No.
Boom, boom, boom.
Your choice.
Dude, if you can actually show me stuff that'll make me like change my opinion, I'll admit it on the podcast.
All right.
So
challenge accepted.
If Young Thug can stay in his lane and play his zone in a very talented means and very technical way, I'll fucking respect it. Or at least as long as it's genuine from the heart and doesn't sound lazy. I don't know. Fuck it. But I'm giving him a lot of options to win me over. But okay, back to the album. Some of the favorite tracks. What do you guys got?
I got like I said, track 6, and I got also Your Turn.
All right.
That one's a good one.
I do like that one.
He's like, it's not that y'all in love, it's just your turn. Like, ooh.
Is that the one with Janae?
No.
Nah, that's the Music Soul track.
Yeah, oh, Music, Black, up. And
oh, the Black track.
Yeah,
all right, for
that
sure.
One's sick.
The Black track. What the fuck does that mean?
I like Powder Blue.
I don't understand.
Powder Blue was sick too.
Hell yeah.
Black Gunna, right?
With Young Thug Cell Jr.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm not.
Young Thug Cell Jr. Is that what you said?
That's a Cell Jr.
Little clone?
Him and Lil Baby are Cell Jr.'s.
I didn't mean it like you're a racist. I just wanted to know why you said that.
Oh.
Because his name, bro. Black Track.
I got a little casual racism.
What?
What? Trust me. Right. Take it from someone who's Asian. Asians are the worst drivers. It's true.
You guys are good at everything else, but driving is crazy.
God couldn't make it too easy for us. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit in there.
Nah, bro, trust. Anyways, I really love Tyrone 2021 with Big Sean. That was a highlight of the album for me. Big Sean came through with a verse that sounds like it would have perfectly fit on Detroit 2. He does his thing.
In that verse.
He talking? I mean, he sounds like he's talking on some of his raps.
I know, for he's talking about a fake-ass girl, right?
I mean, didn't Janae like have a verse the other week on a song called By Yourself?
Where she's same album, bro.
Sounds like Sean's album, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, that's what I'm saying. He had these in his back pocket when they were still fighting. Sean's like, forget this chick too then.
Oh, man.
I'll get him back.
He's talking to Janae, I would assume. If not, it's some old shit about Ariana Grande.
That's his girl.
Talking about Ariana Grande.
But she doesn't have a kid.
Girl, you got that walk from me.
You're talking about Ariana Grande.
Think so?
Yeah.
That's funny because we're even talking about an Ariana Grande song today. Shit.
I like that song.
I purposely didn't listen to that shit.
What about you, Ernie? What do you got some favorite tracks on this thing?
I told you, bro. I told you the song with Gunna.
Outer Blue, right?
Outer Blue.
Ah.
And the song with Janae, too.
Ernie was telling me earlier.
I like the beginning of the song with Janae. Nah, it's cool. The whole song's cool, but I really like the beginning.
Guitar?
I try to do something with that.
Wait, that was a Kehlani track with a guitar, right?
The Kehlani track Universe. Entitled, I think it was Unbelievable?
Universe.
Universe, bro.
Dang, yeah. I'm messing up today. The song Universe had a great guitar sample.
Oh, yeah,
you know me?
Sure.
I'm a sucker for some guitar. Dude, Gunna. Ernie was telling me earlier that Gunna is the Cell Jr. of Young Thug.
You missed that whole conversation 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
All right, James, cut that out.
Nah, yeah, he definitely. Gunna and Lil Baby are Cell Juniors, bro.
You brought him up.
Lil Baby,
bro.
For sure.
Yeah, there's a lot more Cell Juniors
out
there.
Sometimes I listen to a track and be like, is this Thug? And then I'm like, oh, shit.
There's a lot more Cell Juniors out there, bro, of Young Thug. That's for sure.
Like that song, Hot with Young Thug and Gunna. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just Young Thug. I kid you not.
I'm unaware of the track, thank God.
No. Shit, hot.
It's hot, yeah.
Literally.
Is it? It's tough or what?
You didn't like Temptations?
I like Temptations. Cool.
You didn't like that was your favorite?
With Temptations?
Which
was
with
that
his
one?
Boy, Kid Cudi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That song was hard.
Yeah, he told me that was track two. I was like,
track two.
I didn't listen to track one because I skipped straight to it.
Skrillex and Hit-Boy, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's right. Skrillex and Hit-Boy produced that.
That song was hard.
The interesting fusion.
That song is real life, though.
Time Will Tell is another great track on this album. Even without the features from other artists, Ty Dolla $ign really holds his own.
Dude, the album cover was fire too, bro.
Yes, it was.
For me, like, album cover is like a major thing for me.
I mean, it catches your attention, bro. You gotta look at it.
The album cover is fire. We need to put that on a vinyl. Like a white and purple marbly print disc. That'd be fire.
That'd look mesmerizing. I'm ready for that shit. Vinyl. I gotta start making a vinyl collection and hop on the train, man.
Just start swiping from here. Just put them in your backpack.
These are Jimmy's vinyls.
You're not in here.
We'll start with this one right here.
Who's Jimmy?
Oh, the Chronic? Bro, I would snatch his Ready to Die, like if I would, but his Ready to Die is not here.
Remember when you dropped it, Charles, a couple podcasts, maybe like a month ago? You were messing with it, you took it out, and like,
I was like, after that shit back,
put that shit back. I'm pretty sure Jimmy didn't see that one, or else he would have said something.
Never brought him back.
Charles is a bully, man. He was throwing stuff at the Heroes and Mutants podcast earlier while they were podcasting.
You're throwing, he was
at
throwing
our
stuff?
At our beautiful, lovely nerds. He was throwing stuff. Jeez, what a bully.
No, I wasn't. You can't see anything unless you have 20/30 vision.
20/30?
Hey, but that mask he was wearing a Batman like replica mask. I'm pretty sure he had to turn his head, turn around. He had to go.
Sure, was kind of tight.
That shit was hard.
That shit was tight, like tight as in he couldn't fucking move his head.
No, that shit was pretty fresh.
That's the old school cowl right there.
I need to borrow that, but COVID be hitting right now.
I wear a mask under the mask, bro.
Gotta sanitize under that.
Sure.
Shoot. Any closing thoughts on the record?
I'd say I definitely need to check it out again, as well as everyone else.
Yeah, it has replay value, definitely.
For sure.
I'll say definitely worth checking out. Has a lot of replay value. It's just a little long of an album, but definitely worth checking out. It had a lot of club-focused records, but it also got more soulful at certain points. So I really appreciated that. What about you, Hangman?
I like how he ended with Ego Death, by the way.
Yeah, that was a perfect way to end it. Like, I mean, hype, bro.
To end with your boy, yay.
Hold up. Remember the song when the train passes?
Oh, yeah.
Kanye's verse before he starts?
He's like, hold up. Oh, then the train pass.
I see. Foolery going on here.
Foolery. Tomfoolery.
Tom.
All right, but what's your facts? I interrupted you, cuz.
It's all good. Like I said, it's like it's not like me, like he has had all these, you know, album, like records that were unfinished laying around, like a compilation album. Still good. Pick out the tracks you like and just put them on a playlist. Listen to those. You don't have to listen to the whole album again. No, that's the beauty of it nowadays.
And I'm sure Ty Dolla $ign has like tracks for days. Probably can make like two more albums the tracks he's probably sitting on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like that's the go-to if you want to get a hit single right there.
Wiz Khalifa Ty Dolla $ign album. What do you guys think?
They have one already.
They do?
That shit was pretty fire.
If they did it again, I'm there. Taylor Gang.
Yeah, I fucked about that little mixtape.
What was it called, Charles?
I forgot the name of it. It has like Don't Judge Me, like Remember Us or some shit.
Remember, let us know. He's gonna hit the nets. While you do that, let's move on to the next subject right quick though, people. Our next subject is Jeezy with a new single entitled Back, featuring Yo Gotti. And yo, I have to say, this beat is crazy. I'm loving the like choir voices that you hear accompanying the 808. Freaking beats on this, the 808 drums.
The producer is Don Cannon. I don't know if you know. Like, you ever heard the producer tag where it goes Cannon?
Yeah,
that's him.
All right.
Have you heard those other songs he's made? He's like one of my favorite songs that he's produced is "Take Me High" by Pac Div. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
No,
but it's like kind of similar. It's kind of jazzy, so it's like really like nice. That song is a classic, man.
This thing almost had like a creepy like. Haunted Christmas vibe to it. Yeah. I'm like, hey, okay.
With the choir sounds and stuff, it made it sound like something around wasn't like sus, you know? Like a little suspicious.
Sus.
Yeah, sus going around.
Very creative
sinister,
beat.
Almost.
I loved it right away. It was innovative, and yet it satisfies my trap cravings. You know what I'm saying?
The OG trap cravings?
Yes. Some of the real pioneers.
The same no more.
Crazy how... Shoot, that should be the name of the episode. Some OG trap, considering we're breaking down Jeezy and T.I. today. Dang.
Except for one was a hit.
And one was a miss.
Nah, y'all sleep.
Nah, there was some tracks on T.I.'s that was all right.
Shoot, we'll get there. But back
to you. You're going to settle with I? Feel me?
I don't settle with I.
Back to Jeezy.
It's hustle gang. You gotta hustle to get the cracks in. You gotta go in.
Oh. Jeezy's a legendary dude. He's still making freaking tracks with up that, to this day.
Gotta pay them bills, cuz.
Yes. Yes. What are your guys' thoughts on it?
Like I said, so that kidding. Just no the production kidding. Reminded me of like when I used to go and like pirate the music, bro.
Just like, pirate the music?
Yeah, just like
fucking Frostwire.
Frostwire, LimeWire, whatever type of wire.
Frostwire, man.
Like,
my mom would not let me use LimeWire or that shit. She knew it gave the computer AIDS.
Bro, yeah. I had an old computer to download all my music and a newer computer to do all my homework and stuff.
Ah. You know? Smart man.
You had one, a trap computer? And
He had
a burner computer.
I had an emulator played like...
You had two different MySpace going at the same time?
Oh, I used to play Nintendo 64 games on the computer too with the emulators and stuff.
I didn't really play all this illegal shit, computer man. Games at the time. I was just on Halo.
Oh, Halo 2.
Just Halo, bro.
I feel that.
Shit. Ernie's one of the dudes who creeps up on you in Halo with the sword and just fucking pisses you off. Like, yes.
Nah, I was a camper, bro. Straight up. I was a camper.
Even worse. Shit. Who do you think had the better verse on this track between Yo Gotti and Jeezy? Jeezy kicked it off, and I have to say, he was going in. I'd give it to Jeezy, personally. Okay.
I'm the same. I like his bars. Especially where,
oh, hit me with that.
The beat was hard,
I actually
though.
Wrote it down, bro.
Oh.
Where he's like, you had been to hell, been off in a cell, two confidants, you better not tell. Water in the vision bowl, yeah, you know the smell. Break out the weight set, yeah, you know the scale.
Hey.
Even got a stamps on it, yeah, you know the braille. Beds, put the dogs on it, they smell it like it's quail.
Oof.
Blowing money fast, yeah, I live to tell the tale. They say that I'm irrelevant. Ain't no way in hell.
Damn.
That was hard. That one gave me goosebumps. I was like, that one was sick. I was like, shh. But you know, when he said it, it sounded way more hard.
OVO Jody, who do you think had the better verse?
What's his name? Jeezy.
Looks like it's, I think it's unanimous here that Jeezy had the better verse.
Nah, fuck it. Yo Gotti did. That nigga about the money. He got the better verse.
Think so?
Yeah, fuck it.
Man, I know your true feelings, OVO.
Fuck it.
Let me put that in my notes now here.
911.
I'll be like,
fuck it.
OVO said Jeezy had the better verse. All right. No. Moving on to our next topic, people. Actually, before I move on to the next topic, let's just say Jeezy's been teasing a sequel to his Recession project that he dropped a couple years back. So hopefully, he hasn't dropped a release date yet, but hopefully this is a sign
Recession
of great things
two?
To come. Yes, the recession.
The red wave.
The recession two, the Great Depression. Or
the red wave.
Shit. Let's hope, people.
The next depression.
Coming soon. And now, our next topic is T.I., that's right, people, with his new album, The Libra.
The legend is back running Atlanta. I don't know about that one.
I loved it. The album was so fucking good, bro.
That was fire, dude. It opens up with Miss Pat saying that T.I. is the baddest motherfucker in Atlanta.
Every song is
replayed. That is pretty hard, bro.
T.I. is down to scrap with Floyd Mayweather on the streets. Fool, we ain't scared of shit.
Yeah.
T.I. is the real man.
Even though Floyd is a registered weapon, but okay.
Floyd's a registered weapon and T.I. will freaking...
T.I. got unregistered weapons.
Unregistered.
T.I. said, do it in the ring, I do it in the streets.
Crack it, nigga.
I do it in the streets. Mayweather's like, I do it everywhere.
Bro, I feel like it was feature heavy too, bro.
Man, it's feature heavy, but I felt like T.I. is holding his own with all these different artists who are featured on this album.
You're smoking.
T.I. Hustle Gang.
Oh, man.
Get all these little niggas on it.
T.I. is capable of being a rap heavyweight, even with MCs half his age.
Doesn't matter.
You guys are just
T.I. Hustle Gang, baby.
The most noticeable ones for me were like Jeremiah, Lil Baby, 21 Savage, Killer Mike,
Those
Young
are people
Thug.
That have to get, you know, he has to, you know?
Man.
That Young Thug track was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the one I like
the Young Chug crack. The Young Chug
Rings.
Track was crazy.
You know what I mean?
Ooh. Pardon was crazy.
Young Chuck.
Jeremiah and Snoop Dogg. Moon Juice.
That one goes, bro.
Dude, the song Family Connect.
Like 20 tracks.
From Family Connect and
Make Amends, though. Make Amends was fire.
I don't like those two, bro.
You don't like Make Amends?
From Family Connect and on, it is so hard. From Family Connect, Make Amends.
Make Amends was hard.
Patone Blue. from his song "Thank God." Just some amazing tracks on this record.
And Moonjuice, Snoop kind of gave you that the smooth vocals, you know, almost like in that Sensual Seduction song that he had. He took it back to like that because it was more like R&B-ish. Like so he used that.
And on top of that, you hear T.I. switching up his flows in so many different ways on this record. Honestly, I really liked it. I feel like he can do a lot of other people's styles better than them.
Piccolo's calling.
He's telling you to watch your son, you deadbeat dad.
Piccolo said T.I. album was weak.
Damn.
Yeah.
Piccolo said it, bro.
Dude, Piccolo has no friends on MySpace. Why would I care what he has to say?
Piccolo's the only black dude on Dragon Ball Z.
What about Mr. Popo?
Nah, that's fucked up. You can't go there.
They went there.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No one went there.
That's totally... They went there.
The songs I do like on this album, though, are just the production and instrumental sound pretty clean, bro.
I was kind of doing crazy shit.
Phantom Blue is one where T.I. is by himself. That one's good because kind of he's rapping and that's where he sounds like the old stuff that I used to listen to of T.I. But maybe I'm just like, I don't listen to enough T.I. to know how T.I. should sound. You feel me? So I shouldn't even been a critic while. On this.
It's been a while.
Damn.
Even if you did know what old T.I. sounds like, this sounds very different from old T.I. because he's adapting to the modern landscape of hip-hop, homie.
There was one song where I just didn't like his flow. I forgot which one it was.
It was probably We Did It Big.
Who's featured?
That song was great. Dude, didn't that song have John Legend?
Nah, that song was ass, bro. Sick. That was the worst song in the fucking album, bro.
Let me see.
On me.
That's the song
That's the song that he made fun of Drake, bro.
Oh, that's why. There's Drake slander, apparently.
Oh gosh.
That song used to get kicked off the fucking album.
That song probably bangs.
My man unfollowed him on Instagram, so I had to. The leader.
The leader of what?
Fake. I mean Drake.
Cap.
Bro, all of y'all niggas are capping right now. I can't believe y'all niggas. Don't ever fucking play Drake again around me.
Hey, I bleed OVO.
In general.
I'll do that for life.
I bleed OVO all over the six.
I have owl tattoos.
I love Jennifer Lopez.
You don't play Drake. Who don't ever play Drake song?
I'm play Drake.
Play Drake.
Nah, bro, that's fucked up. Then don't.
I'm playing it for you, bro.
But I love Do Not Disturb.
Nah, bro. No one listens to that. Nah. He made a song about all his music. Nah.
Who are you talking about right
He's
now?
He's talking about Ye, bro.
He's talking about the presidential candidate.
Is this really about Drake?
I better watch who I'm talking to.
Hey, the other week...
He got the Secret Service, bro.
The other week, he actually said that he introduced Big Sean to Kanye. So he actually knows Kanye.
Yeah, you know,
so he's fronting.
On a more personal level. But you know, right now, me and Kanye...
Why don't you help out Big Sean then? He was struggling at the time.
I did. I introduced him to Kanye. I helped him out in the biggest way. Good music now.
You may have introduced Sean Don to Conway, but Ether, I mean, to Kanye.
You're mixing a buffalo and
potatoes,
Detroit.
Potatoes. Anyways.
Not even close.
This fool's the freaking campaign manager for Kanye West's presidential campaign, homie. So show some respect.
You guys trying to donate?
Yeah, about birthday for the link, party. Link in
so,
bio.
The birthday party. Billionaire.
Link is right here.
Somewhere up here.
Man, I think y'all are really tripping on this T.I. album because I think he's a man of just supreme talent. He's a supreme talented human being.
I said it was good.
I'm talking to the opposition right here. The
that's
ops.
Why we on this side.
How come we always go against each other? I noticed that. It's always us against you.
That survived the Donald snap.
That's right.
The people
that died.
The right side lives.
Bro, I did instant transmission out that dust.
Hey, bro.
You did instant transmission onto King Kai's planet and died.
And I was already dead.
Live with that.
I'm already dead. You like the Starburst commercial.
It's for grown folks.
You're boring me to death.
OVO Canon, Blackberry.
Oh, gosh.
You about to kill him, bro.
He said Blackberry, too. That's fucking awesome. Fuck with
oh, shit.
Oh, yo, I'm about to kill a man, bro.
You really like the T.I. album, though? You really like it? Like you're in a replay song?
Yes, I do. So the biggest one would be Thank God. The other song that I think has a ton of replay value is that one that had Conway the Machine on it. What was the name of that one? Give me un momento, por favor, as I seek it out. Half Ticket. You're right, OVO.
Bump, bump.
That's not how it went. Tell them how it went. Tell them. Drop the bars.
It went like this and like that and like this and that. I don't know.
Okay.
You can't put me on the spot today? Like that.
You're gonna freestyle okay. today.
Royce said no more drunk freestyling 2020.
He never said that.
Yet, so you can freestyle.
Yeah, you're pretty sober.
You're right. Maybe, I don't know. You gotta remind me.
All
right,
I bet.
Let's move on to the next topic then.
Only.
Let's get this rolling.
Let's go.
Because I'd be hearing some T.I. slander here.
Well, he's putting that Drake, so he wanted, you know, to get asked out.
Mm. He asked for it, according to OVO Jody.
He could live.
But to those of y'all who are fans of T.I., this is definitely certified worth checking out his new album, The Libra.
Also, did you know that he actually had a whole ass club out in Atlanta that he rented out? He had people there. And he had it on Instagram. Everyone's judging him because of COVID and shit.
Wait, what?
Like, he had a lot of people, bro, at a club.
You know he paid all those fools.
He paid, like, just to rent out the whole club for the release album date, bro. For the release.
For the listening party?
Yeah, listening. Not even listening party. Just for the release,
bro. Did the cops shut him down or he had, like, a minimum
bro,
number
come on,
of people in there?
Come on, bro. They're not going to shut him down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's the, what's the album called? King. The legend is back, baby, or whatever.
This is T.I. Tip Harris.
The legend is back in Atlanta.
Yeah, Legend is back in Atlanta. Legend is back.
Libra.
Libra is back.
You said
Legend.
Libra?
It's called Libra because Legend is back. Let me see. I'll put it right here. Legend is back running Atlanta. There you go.
Yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah. So the cops can't sit him down because he's back running Atlanta.
Exactly.
ATL, Hustle Gang, baby. Hustle Gang. Word. 1-2 Hustle Gang.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Let's move on to the next topic, boys. We got...
I'm about to shut this down.
We got a song
he's
from
Asian, man. He's Asian.
Yes, I am. They don't accept me though, cause I'm a mutt.
Rich Chigga. You're Rich Chigga, bro.
Rich Chigga, bro.
No, they accept Rich Chigga. He's not a
you're
mutt.
You're Rich
like
Brian,
me.
Bro. You had to change it. Rich Brian.
I know. Rich Chigga was sick though.
That was sick.
You hustle.
His flow
Steph.
When he first came out.
Hustle Steph, Young Steezy. All right.
What's it called? That stick or something like that?
There you go.
That
stick.
All right, yo. Ariana Grande dropped a new song called Positions. Now, personally, I think it was a good song.
She made that song for me.
But I don't know, dog. I think Ariana Grande.
Me, she told me she made it for me.
Nah,
I think,
bro.
She made it for an ex, bro.
She was like, Charles, I want to change positions for you. For you. Over here. Position.
I feel a way about Ariana Grande. So me, personally, it was
Did
hard for me
cover
to enjoy the track.
That she had on her shit?
No, I didn't see it.
Let me show you real quick.
Who won the Nets?
The album cover or what?
Ariana Grande.
It's on Spotify.
I guess I just feel a certain way about Ariana Grande.
She's
so
like,
it's hard for me to enjoy
she's
her music.
Border, like, she's a pop.
She's a cloud chaser. Pop artist,
yeah.
I feel she is a pop artist. So it's hard to really, you know, she blurs the line between pop and R&B. But that is a very sensual photo. But I am not objectifying her, ladies. I think she has talent.
This dude
I just feel
sensual.
A way. Sensual. Extravagant.
Yeah, that's the album cover. I saw it. She had it on her IG. I follow her there.
Nah.
Freaking Hangman.
Nah.
The song was awesome.
Ernie, you're the head expert on toxicity. What do you think? He is. He's the head
God
analyst.
Damn.
She was weak. Nah, I didn't listen to it. I don't fuck with Ariana Grande.
I mean,
I don't fuck with Ariana Grande either.
And I specifically chose to not listen to it.
She got a nice voice, though.
I like it. You
tracks.
Didn't like it?
I didn't listen to it.
Let's play it right now. Play it in the background for everybody. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
OVO.
It was really good, though.
That's
I'll hit her with
final...
the Kamehameha. I wouldn't even trip.
Hit her with that Galaga gun.
Wouldn't even think twice.
Big bang.
She'll dodge it.
A dragon fist.
She'll throw that shit. She'll throw that shit.
And then next morning, you'll wake up with that burning attack, huh?
Damn.
With a diss track about my dick or something.
Shit. Probably, huh?
Nah, that song was dope. Stop hating.
It's
worth checking out.
Is,
I just
I'm
don't
with
like
P. Davidson on this one.
I'll see what it
Davidson,
is, bro.
What are you, Mr. Sad Boy, too?
He had a whole skit about that song. It was funny.
About what song?
About that song where she's talking about his dick.
Damn.
I never knew that. I don't listen
Davidson.
To Ariana Grande like that.
Yeah.
No, I listen to like...
I only listen to this song because we had to.
See, I didn't even want to do that.
I mean, it is what a pop song is, bro. It's repetitive. It gets catchy.
No, but Eddie was trying to argue with me that she's R&B, and I was ready to fucking...
Eddie loves her.
Follow.
She sometimes works with R&B artists, but she's definitely pop, bro.
I almost unfollowed the Higher Passion.
Well, you heard it, people. She's definitely... I didn't do it. She's definitely pop. So...
There you go.
I guess that's the final verdict.
Jimmy does a replay on that first one.
Charles says it's worth checking out, people. Yeah. I think it's a good track, but
I think
forget her.
It's worth checking out.
Am I going to replay it? No.
Not me,
no.
But you guys check it out.
But you guys, it's definitely worth the listen. Especially if you're a girl. I think girls would really like this song.
I mean, she's talking about going through hoops and for somebody and stuff.
And I'm changing like,
positions. She plays basketball now too,
right?
She's talking about changing positions.
Yeah. I know, bro.
Like, she's very, it's very suggestive.
Maybe imagine she's talking about Big Sean. Oh.
She already has a new boyfriend, bro. She's probably talking about him.
I bet she does already. Definitely.
She probably already broke up with him.
She already listen. Making a song, bro.
Yeah, she probably already got engaged to him and then dumped him already.
Dang.
Damn,
that's some slander, bro. Really toxic, I know. Bro.
She is, bro.
She wants to be toxic. I'll fucking sling it back. Venom.
Prenup, bitch. Give me a meal.
Learn from Dr.
Just one
people.
A month. Just one?
A month.
Yeah, that's it, a month.
That's what's up. That's cool.
She bought me all this stuff anyway. She spent all her other meals on me.
Bought you a Rolex.
The meal for the meal ticket?
Nah, she bought me 10 Rolies.
And ooh, you went back and
all
stole.
All the colors seasonal, baby.
I respect
that. Damn, Charles.
Yo, all right. Fools, man. Next topic. We got another track coming up from the R&B type. We got Her with a new track, Damage. So I like the 80s vibe of this song.
Great track, bro.
Really dope. I think, I don't know what they sampled.
I do know what they sampled.
Ooh, hit me with that.
They sampled Herb Alpert's Making Love in the Rain, which is featuring Lisa Keith and Janet Jackson.
My boy's always quick on the samples.
So this song came out in 1987, bro. So you were right with the 80s vibes, like late 80s, early 90s.
Nice.
Perfect. And yeah, like if you were listening to both songs, they both start off exactly the same. And then like once Her starts singing, that's where it changes a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it featured some background vocals from Aunt Clemens. So the two of them together, man, it sounded really tender. Dope track. What'd you guys think of it?
Her's been one of my favorite female R&B singers next to SZA and Ari Lennox. I feel like they're up there on the same pedestal.
Dang, with SZA and Ari Lennox even.
Definitely. You didn't even that's mention high. Snow.
So,
you
as I was saying,
SZA and Ari Lennox.
Yep, I love them. And
nah, she's like on Summer Walker vibe.
It's a Summer Walker, bro.
Summer Walker level.
Who is her?
Yeah.
Nah,
I thought you were talking shit about Ari Lennox. I was so about ready to go instant transfusion.
Ari Lennox is so soothing, bro. Her voice.
Definitely, yeah. I feel like her's been knowing a lot of or been brought up like around a household with a lot of this old music because she's samples it a lot and all of her stuff. Like, kind of gives you that vibe, like the old school R&B vibe, classic.
Very retro. Mm-hmm. I like
it
a lot.
You're from the Bay, right? You're from the Bay?
I think so.
You're on the Nets? I think you know.
You're on the Nets?
Everyone's on the Nets, bro.
I think she is, though. From the Bay Area.
Let's check that out.
Oh, bet. We're going to check it? Where do you think she's from?
I think she is from the San Fernando Valley. Just random
where
guess.
Where do you think, Ernie?
What?
Random
you're
guess.
You're wrong.
Random guess.
I say
I'm
going
to say LA, but the Bay sounds right. It would make sense.
What do you say? Midwest?
Damn.
The Bay?
Vallejo, California.
Oh, my God.
You was almost close.
No way, bro.
Yeah.
She's from Vallejo, nigga, because she lay these hoes down.
Damn, Vallejo.
She been lay these hoes out of here.
She put them on the map.
That's dope, though. I thought she was from the Bay.
And I'm pretty sure Apple Music probably says, like, LA-based artist.
Yeah, always.
I know. Anywhere in California. Just like the WWE. WWE be saying that people are from, like, places they're not. Like for Undertaker, coming from Death Valley.
Just to make it sound. Yeah.
Come on, bro. You have to say he's from Death Valley.
He is from Death Valley, California.
See, they do a good job at doing what they do.
He's not. Where's he from?
I'll tell you this. It's not Death Valley, California.
You're
going
to want me to Google that one, too?
I'm saying he's from Death Valley.
I'm saying he's only billed from Death Valley.
Check Wikipedia, bro. It says Death Valley on there.
Yeah, dig it.
Yeah, Vince McMahon edited that at 2 a.m., okay? He's like,
him every night when they change it.
You're going to be disappointed.
Don't tell me.
He's from Houston, Texas.
What?
Yeah, it said it's hot out there. Death
he's
Valley.
A rocket?
Right.
That's where he was born, but then he died and came back to life in Death Valley.
That's probably the story, bro.
He came from the under.
That's
he took the under over and arose in Death Valley from Houston.
With Big
Did you guys know that Kane, when he first showed up in WWE, he was a dentist? Like, that was his persona?
He
was
real?
The dentist. That's what they have.
He was also fake Diesel.
Yes, he was fake Diesel. Actually, that was the first time. Then when they gave him the contract, they made him the dentist.
The dentist.
Oh, I thought you meant he was a real dentist.
No, like that was his persona, like,
can you imagine
bro?
This big ass dude trying to drill your teeth?
Shit, he's a mayor of a town now.
Yep.
Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mayor.
You know that, bro?
Of what? Crazy town? No, I'm
just saying. He does a good job.
Undertown? What town is it?
I think it's like Utah or some random shit like that, bro.
Utah?
Something random.
No, he looks like he could be a mayor of Utah.
He doesn't wear the mask, though.
Of course not.
I don't see him wearing the mask.
And he has hair.
I am for the people. Utah or Denver? Or like Connecticut? Definitely Connecticut.
Connecticut, one of those.
Because Connecticut sounds scary. Places?
Virginia.
Not Virginia.
Hey, you're not really good at the Nets over there.
Yeah, man. Got a new phone. Still slow on the net.
It says that he's the freaking mayor of Knoxville.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Knoxville?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
If he knock niggas out, he better do it, man. Shit.
You break the law, he'd be right there waiting like this. Like.
Yeah.
I'm dead,
yeah, of Knox County, Tennessee. So yeah. How about that? How about that, people?
Shout out Knox, Tennessee. Knox.
Fucking Tennessee,
Glenn
man.
Glenn Jacobs is the mayor of Knox, Tennessee.
Go home of the barbecue.
Anyways, yo, man, Her had some great lyrics on here. Just some quick ones I'll point out real quick.
We strayed far.
I like how she
that.
Said, careful what you take for granted. Yeah, because you know you could do damage.
Ooh. Yeah. Because
with me, you know you could do damage. So careful with ladies' feelings out there, gentlemen. Jeez.
Bro, she's been on a roll of releasing songs this year too, bro. Singles and everything.
She had Slide this year too, right?
Slide, yeah.
With G of Wives.
YG, yeah. And then Do To Me is a pretty good one too, where she has a little reggae beats on that one.
I don't really listen to her.
That's fine.
You're supposed to be the R&B dude, man. Come on.
I don't told you.
And on the
it's recorded. I don't really listen to female.
It's just Drake R&B. In positions, huh?
Right.
You want to see a Drake in positions?
Anything OVO and anything any Ariana Grande.
Check
that out. This single, Damage, comes ahead of her forthcoming untitled studio album, which is going to be released from RCA Records. Can't relay for that,
Chris
people.
Brown is signed there too, right?
You're trying to release outside right now?
Release.
She's going to have really good features on that album, if she chooses to have some. You could have Chris Brown.
Ooh. That'd be some fun.
The king of R&B?
Yeah, that video will be dope.
Yeah, I mean,
instant transmissioning to Wyoming to talk to your boy or what?
He's in Calabasas right now.
Oh.
Chris Breezy. He did the Chris Breezy.
That was my Chris Brown right
there. Yeah, I saw that. Is that your costume?
Yeah, you know me.
Gotcha.
Now I'm 40. I'm 40. That's who I am today.
For sure.
You know who 40 is?
I drink him.
You don't know who 40 is?
40 Glock. He got beat up by the game.
No, 40, nigga. You don't know who that is?
OVO Gang.
40 ounce.
Man. They don't know.
Sorry, man. Is he 666? Let's move on next. Next topic.
I fucking not love funny. It.
Woo! I'm not laughing.
Like, tick, tick.
Take that joke back right now.
Tick, tick, tick.
No.
Cut that out, Jimmy.
Tick, tick, tick.
Let's move on up to Kanye West. His new track.
Nah.
So this song's I mean... It touches on some of Kanye West's recent endeavors, whether
it
be presidential campaigns or beefing with label executives.
Mm-hmm. That's a good campaign song, if you ask me.
This was really supposed to have DaBaby on it? That's what, because he released that snippet of DaBaby.
Yeah, that's why he was supposed to be on it.
All right, James, mute this.
I talked to Eddie. You said we can have it.
Just for like 2 seconds.
I'll run the fucking show. You need to talk to me. You want to run something by a nigga?
James,
run it
don't
by
listen
this
to
nigga.
These fools. I come with the takeover, right?
And
I don't care
come,
how much ether
And
he
I
has.
Come with the veto if I don't like it. I'm Congress.
That's what Kanye
out
West
here.
Said. He said he'll come with that veto.
I'm the emperor. I'm the king. I'm the president. I'm Michael Jackson. Y'all Tito.
Pretty good campaign track, though.
I'm above all of that.
When's the last time a presidential candidate dropped a track?
Hey, that is...
I mean,
should I be president?
Good point.
Trump is probably on something somewhere.
Trump,
he's with Biden.
Had the battle rapper.
We need to
he
get Rocky
DNA
out ASAP.
Oh,
that clever ass tweet.
We had to bring that.
Oh my god,
that was the best tweet of 2019.
The fucking.
We need to get Rocky out ASAP.
Oh, man. From Sweden, he's like Swedes. After all we do for
he got
them,
Jello out of he got Jello out of fucking China with that thief shit.
Yeah, heard about that.
Man, hey, this track kind of reminds me a little bit of Yeezus, like the production.
Nah, it wasn't Yeezus vibe.
It gives me a Yeezus vibe for sure, bro. Fucking, and by the way, this doesn't sound very secular. Sounds very non-secular, which I thought he was done making non-secular music.
Define secular.
I don't, yeah. What
secular. Secular.
I don't even go for everybody else that doesn't.
There were two types of music in the Western world back in the day. Secular music and sacred music. Sacred music is religious and spiritual. Secular music is, hey, hello, my baby. Hello, my baby.
Oh, all right.
Anything that's not, basically.
Anything that's not religious. So Kanye said he's only doing non-secular, aka religious music from now on.
He was like,
this didn't
seem
very religious, just because in the final line, he told them, I don't got to worry about you guys because God will take care of you, which was very pretentious. So I don't know, yeah, about this track. It's all right.
Well,
I thought you love it, bro. You was off camera saying you love it.
This man, this man over this here. Morning, yeah.
How could I say that? I'm OVO to death.
No, you're not. Don't fucking play. We don't need you in the squad.
Damn. Whoa, what is this Drake slander?
I'm not. Well, I'm saying we don't need you.
I'm going to vote you out of chairman of Drizzy Defense Squad.
We're slandering. We're slandering.
I'm supposed to be treasurer of Drizzy Defense Squad.
Charles, we're slandering like crazy 2 weeks ago and you didn't walk on.
I was slandering. You pulled up like hella late. Crazy the other time, the other week. Last week, actually. Go ahead and turn it back on.
Nah.
Well, he just sounds like he's bragging on this track, bro.
It was a brag. Really, it was for sure a brag track.
Yeah. Really, really Kanye, you know?
I didn't listen.
I mean, like you said, next time you text, can it wait? You're talking to a presidential candidate, bro.
I'll say this.
That was pretty sick,
Not
gonna lie.
One line I liked, he said, I know you think Obi-Wan getting tired now. There don't jump, Anakin. I got the higher ground.
That's a good one. Come on, bro. That's you're liking bad. It.
I'll give him that.
You're gonna turn just like with your
that
bug,
was
bro.
So no, light, though. Please. That was light. That was really light. That's really light.
You think so?
That's light.
Like, it's light work.
It was mid.
That's a low pressure bar right there.
That's a low hanging fruit, like you say?
Yeah, it's a throwaway bar.
You know what's a throwaway bar? Say. All up in TV, I thought it'd make me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. That's throwaway.
He doesn't even know where it's from. Look at him.
0 to 100, brother.
I know where it's from, bro, but I'm not gonna. I don't acknowledge stupidity. So.
Didn't Diddy slap Drake over that track?
Maybe
he slapped him in the club in front of everybody. I thought
for real.
Yeah,
I don't know that. I know Diddy's out here making dudes suck his dick for.
Whoa! This is. Slander.
Look it up.
Fucking slander. If you ask me.
And you know what he said?
I'm not about to look up P. Diddy getting his dick sucked,
bro. That's what power does for people.
How much more betrayal can I take?
Look it up.
Jeez.
Look it up on the nets.
I don't like when people come at me about Drake, bro. Very sad.
Just breaking your balls?
Drake is sad.
But I got something for everybody.
I like Drake.
No, you don't. I told you don't play him no more. None of you.
I'm not playing him right now.
But then his record sales will go
I'll
down.
Break your phone.
It's already broken.
Dragon Fist.
I'll make it
too.
So you can't play anymore music too. At all. We live with our consequences.
I didn't even have to go a Super Saiyan to beat him.
Ernie, what was so great about this track?
Drake's not even gonna have to beat you.
It was hype.
It was not hype.
Wait till a baby comes out too, and it's gonna give me more hype.
He said, wait till a baby comes out in 2 weeks. What?
I said, wait till he gets on the track. I don't know why he wasn't even on the track.
Oh, the baby.
Yeah.
Because he sent that feature back in like one day.
Yeah, because you know what he do. He all about it.
Yeah, you're going to hear the remix like in a week or two.
Most likely, huh?
That's what I feel.
Song is whatever.
Kanye should put out a track with Dame Dash on the intro, telling them on how such a genius Kanye is. That'd be a good look for him.
Okay. He doesn't know what to say.
He's like, who's Dame Dash?
Uh-oh. He's about to look it up on the nets.
Dame Dash is who?
Is that how you look it up? Dame Dash is who?
gets on Google and puts in who is, and then it's the first one that pops up.
Dame Dash is a culture shaper. I'll remember that.
Everyone knows who Dame Dash is.
But do you?
Till next time.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
On Rap Beats and Melodies.
Or am I not allowed to say Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Balls. How about just that?
That's it.
Dragon Balls. All right, people. So what else? That's all the topics we got lined up for today. Is there anything else that's been hitting your guys' radar? I know Reason's album dropped last week. We touched on it briefly. I thought it was a so-so project. It had some good tracks on it, but for all the hype that he's been building around himself with all the name drops and all the tracks, I was expecting a little better from the TDE signee.
I like it, bro.
Production was good.
I like the one with Pop Shit with Q. It just sounds like Q from
2015.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, man. He's
the The best tracks on this project.
A blank face like that Q, bro.
I feel like the best tracks on this project were the singles that he released ahead of time.
That's debatable.
Meaning Pop Shit, meaning freaking...
Bro, Windows Cry is perfect, bro. How he's talking about...
with Absol.
Windows Cry is perfect. He's talking... The last
That's
song,
probably my favorite
he's
track,
talking
actually.
About how he doesn't know these people that he signed with, and they make him not... Like, now he's distanced from his family. Now he doesn't know who really has his back.
Mm.
And then how he ends the song, how he's just like, oh shit, they're coming, that's so fine. I need to shut up now. And then he ends the track like that, you know?
That was
he's
my
saying,
favorite track,
He's saying
for
how,
sure.
how these people are your fake friends, because all in the Shawty end, they just want money. Baddie. And that then your real fans, you know, they start asking you, when are you going to drop shit? Like on Twitter, they were pressuring SZA a lot. And then he came and said, yo, she can't drop shit because of, you know, the company, the record company. So that's what he means. Like, you know, people keep bitching and bitching that they want these songs, but they don't understand there's a contract. It's not because they don't want to release music.
Remember when he said on Might Not Make It when they're asking about Zay's album and he's like, it come when it come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what he says.
Like I said, I think it's a good project. It's just I was expecting a little more from him because I liked the singles he was leading up in anticipation to this drop. And it's been a while during this quarantine. We've been waiting for it. And it finally comes out.
That's how I feel about fucking Joey Badass, the bad man. Yeah. I'm waiting for that shit, dog. It's been too long.
And then he's going to hit us with his short 10-track album or something.
He took a Frank Ocean type break.
For real. Last one was American Badass, right?
Yeah, dude, that was like 2016.
Hey,
yeah.
When you're a young man growing up in this industry, I guess it's healthy to take these breaks.
And he does have a baby girl too, though, so that makes sense.
Mm. Oh, okay.
In that department.
Nice, nice.
Did y'all hear that there was supposedly a surprise drop today? Supposedly
from who?
Nobody knew. People were saying it was J. Cole.
I thought it was gonna be Kendrick because he just said he was gonna release his album.
He had some interviews with Baby Keem, right? Him and they were talking about it.
I thought it was gonna be Kendrick low key. Yeah. I was like, damn, he's about to just.
Also, if you haven't listened to Baby Keem, listen to him. He's pretty hard. Kendrick's cousin.
Okay. Dej Loaf also dropped an album today. Haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we'll be sure to break that
down.
I'm
gonna listen to it in all white. So I just got
hard. I like her. Shoot. All man.
Right. Fire.
Other final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Check out Joji's album, Nectar. We talked about it maybe like 2 light years ago.
Shawty, my little boo.
But finally dropped the album. Pretty sick.
Who?
Joji.
Dang. Oh, Joji, yeah.
Hey,
Nectar.
What'd they try to cancel him for? What they try to cancel him for?
He used to be like a troll YouTuber back in the day.
Like stupid troll YouTuber. He
was
called
funny
Pink.
At least?
Yeah, he was hilarious.
Oh, I need to watch
he was
him.
A
I need to watch
Pink
him.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
look
that's
it up, bro.
Funny.
All pink suit.
All pink suit. Yeah. Just a pink like onesie with just his face showing. That fool was a troll. Big troll.
Come on, man. You can't really hate. He's a fun comedian.
Actually, when he even switched to music, people were at first thinking that was gonna be a troll song, but then it was gonna be
like some fucking Lonely Island type of shit.
Yeah. And then when it was all serious and shit, everyone was like, "Holy shit!" Like,
cuck can rap, huh?
And he threw everybody off because that
is it. Rapper singing.
He's like,
it's singing, bro.
He sings
like who?
It's like R&B.
Who would you compare him to?
Bro, it's really slow and like
melodic.
Yeah,
it's vibes, bro.
Okay, who would you compare him to?
Oh damn, I wouldn't even know to be honest.
Who does he sound like?
That's what we're trying to think, bro.
Hey, man, you know how to just ask the question in a different way.
You're asking every 5 seconds.
Yeah, bro.
It resets my brain, bro.
To be honest, I'll get back to
who
you,
does
bro.
He remind you of sonically?
Honestly, no one. Low key.
What do when the frequencies hit your brain, what do they associate it with?
You know what?
Why do you like
it associates. Shit, a little bit like.
What does he rap about? Drugs and women?
He's thinking about, yeah, all that.
Oh, the Drake stuff?
Fake friends.
Kind of reminds me of Cudi.
Cudi, yeah,
a little bit. But like a little bit more to the left, to like.
He's a singer though,
definitely.
But he can actually sing.
Do you sing like
Jackie?
Or is he better than that? We can go up the list.
Nah, he uses a lot. He uses a lot of auto tune.
I know.
Use a lot of auto tune for sure.
I wanna fucking understand.
If Tyson Brill, if Tyson Briller, I keep messing up today. If
Tyson Briller,
if Bryce
off or what?
If Tyson Briller, if Bryson Briller,
that was his name right now. I was like,
if Bryson Tiller. And Joji met in a dark alley to have a singing battle. with no instrumentals, just
Bryson Tiller. Well, they just said he used a lot of autotune. Bryson's gonna win.
No. None of them with no autotune.
Joji's more like I guess his stuff is more dark.
T-Pain. Yeah, Joji sucks. Really T-Pain can sing without autotune though. T-Pain has a beautiful voice.
Oh, T-Pain's a party track type of dude, but this guy's like sad boy shit.
Yeah,
sad boy.
Like,
so he's like freaking.
Just listen to him.
Like Crush.
So he's like
that song. Yeah, right. It's probably my favorite track by him.
You know who Crush is?
Versus, no.
Take it off.
He crushes it though.
I can't remember who I was thinking.
You know who Crush is?
Tyson Briller.
That's gonna be my name, Tyson Briller.
Tyson Briller.
Someone's gonna steal that
just
name,
to
bro.
Trick people to listen to you.
I'm much briller than Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. Doesn't get no realer.
Doesn't get no realer.
Go ahead, rap real quick.
Hey yo, I'm causing reefer madness. I shoot rounds through the weed smoke. I'm the baddest. I get more dangerous from each toke. I'll freaking break your ankle just like Kirk Ankle. Pop you in the ankle lock, man. That's my preamble. Hey.
RCA Records.
My banner is Star Spangled.
Please get at me to inquire about my Madrito of Stephens.
Oh yes. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, people, to thank me for those bars. We are brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment. You know, bringing you everything we're passionate about, whether it be music, sports, or video games,
so they can see what
movies,
look like.
TV, all that, people.
See your very fabulous faces.
And we wouldn't be able to do it without our boys here at Productive Culture holding it down behind the freaking boards and the mixers.
They're going like this and like this.
If you guys have any podcast or content you want to create and put out there in the world, our guys at Productive Culture would be able to help you with the audio engineering and all that stuff, people. So visit productiveculture.com/podcast. Tell them that Higher Passion Entertainment sent you. OVO and you'll get a referral discount off your first session, people. So this has been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast with yours truly, Stefan the Lethal Weapon.
OVO Jody.
Goku out.
Hangman Herman here.
Signing out, people.